Workers are more inclined to accept help if they feel the treatment regime will be considerate. Cognitive behavioral therapy, which teaches people to bypass unhelpful thoughts, has few negative connotations. The business world has also made great strides in dealing with mental health. A 2017 report by Business in the Community, a British charity, for example, found that 53% of workers said they felt comfortable about discussing mental health issues at work. But plenty of progress still needs to be made. Only 13% of those with a problem felt they would be able to discuss it with their line manager. Zain Sikafi, a British doctor, has set up Minerva, an online therapy service that schedules appointments after 5 p.m. and at weekends so that people can get help outside office hours. He says that people are reluctant to tell their friends and colleagues that they need therapy. That is why Minerva has no app. It will be permanently visible on users' phones. One approach that might encourage greater understanding, Dr. Sikafi suggests, would be a change of terminology. Terms like mental illness are still associated with some severe conditions. Some companies have a long-hours culture. Others insist on near continuous contact with their employees through their smartphones. That makes it very hard for workers to escape stress and to devote their attention to their families or to enjoy activities outside work. On the other hand, flexitime has become more common. Homeworking may create a calmer environment, and it is more acceptable for men to take time off for family events. And a reticence to talk about mental health in front of the boss may be unnecessary. Executives are people too. A study by Bupa, a health insurer of global business leaders, found that 64% had suffered a mental health issue at some point. That ought to make them sympathetic to staff in the same situation. In theory, a more humane approach should be good for managers and workers for other reasons as well. The WHO says that workplaces that promote mental health and support people with mental disorders are more likely to reduce absenteeism, increase productivity, and benefit from associated economic gains. Just the ability to talk freely about stress or anxiety may reduce the problem. Perhaps in future workers will be no more reluctant to reveal a mental condition than to report a broken bone or a dose of the flu.